Since January, thousands of Alaskans have called in to speak before the Alaska legislature. Their testimony is facilitated by 23 legislative information offices around the state, then channeled into the legislative process. KDLG's Hannah Colton took a hard look at public comments to see where they go, what happens to them, and most importantly, whether or not they have any real effect on the process.
Back in the 1970s, the Alaska legislature took a look at its constituents, scattered across hundreds of miles on islands and off the road system, and decided they needed a better way to hear from them all. The system that resulted, a vast network of teleconferencing that gears up each session, is still the only one of its kind in the United States. That's according to Sue Cotter, the statewide manager of the Information and Teleconference System for the Legislative Affairs Agency. And Cotter says, we're talking about a massive amount of material being funneled through this system.
So far this session, we've conducted 1,105 teleconferences so far. We've had 8,361 individual callers.
But does all that public testimony really matter? Well, sometimes. Remember House Bill 77? It was a water rights bill introduced by former Governor Sean Parnell in 2013 as a way to streamline the process for issuing water and land use permits. HB 77 flew under the radar at first, but when it was brought up again in 2014, it triggered a massive backlash.
This bill is aimed at bypassing the public and getting the pebble mine their permit.
House Bill 77, see the trash can down by your feet, that's where it belongs.
You are silencing my right to protect our culture, our primary food sources, and our renewable natural resources.
But we use the water to gain access in the harvest of the game. The water is our dinner table.
That was Diane Folsom and Billy Maines of Dillingham, Dolores Larson of Killigannick, and Dennis Andrew of New Stoyahawk. They were among dozens of people who called in during more than 6 hours of public testimony at hearings in mid-March of 2014. And soon, their loud efforts paid off. The bill withered away in Senate Resources Committee, in large part, says Representative Andy Josephson, because of grassroots organizing in the interim between the two sessions.
The folks would gather together, talk to their legislators, and got enormously organized, incredibly organized, so that when they came back, I recall the bill was before State Senator Giesel, and even though she is very serious about resource development, she killed the bill.
Of course, House Bill 77 was a rare accomplishment. For every outcome like House Bill 77, there are probably a dozen that fly in the face of public outcry. Some experts say that's just politics.
I'm not saying that public input is not important, but it usually doesn't make a lot of difference if the majority have already decided upon something.
That's Clive Thomas, a former University of Alaska Southeast political science professor. 3 decades of studying the Alaska legislature and politics has made him somewhat cynical, or realistic, however you may see it.
You can go to a hearing on an issue that, say, for example, that a majority member wants. It could be the chair of the committee, it could be a majority member. You could get 50 people in there talk against the bill and one talk in favor of it, and they'll pass it out because it's already been predetermined.
Given that assessment, it could be hard as a member of the public to see why testifying would be worth your time and energy. For Dan Dunaway, who's a regular at the Dillingham LIO, it's just more painful to stay quiet, even if he knows his voice may not change anything.
It might not, but then they have to do it and look me in the eye and ignore me versus if I don't say a word, that I don't want them to get out of jail free card.
Though statistics on previous year's testimony aren't readily available, there's a consensus among staff at LIO headquarters in Juneau. They say more people are testifying this session than they've seen in decades. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.